Out here once again to 406 West 7th. When we arrived, we had a condition 2 heavy, which is a lot of smoke. We had flame coming out east side of the building around a pipe area where he's got a wood burner inside. Excuse me. And got the initial knockdown. I've talked with him. He had it going yesterday, but says he had it off and it was cold this morning. He did have a space heater in there. We're still in the overhaul mode right now and haven't been able to really get in and take a peek. There's not a whole lot left in the area that it's at, but right now preliminary is one of those two things most likely.
Did I see the truck where the blazer there was destroyed too? Is that one?
Well, that was one of them that was in the main shop area in the back is where the fire originated and started, and he had that in there and was working on it. So we just try to get out of the way here right now so we could bring some of the ceiling down without. I'm not sure it's really all that bad of shape once they get it washed up, but
what was the biggest challenge? Any flames? Just strictly smoke here?
A lot of smoke. There was a lot of flame in there. Okay. Was going because it's the area it's in is a loft area, and there's a little office below it, so it's all wood construction around there. And then, of course, it's a metal building, so once it got behind there, it's got a flammable blown-in insulation in there, kind of the wood pulp insulation. And then, of course, the wood. So we peeled most of the side off to the back so we could get to it. And now we're just working up in the ceiling area, which is, like I said, why we tried to get that out of there so we could bring it down without damaging the vehicle anymore.
How much damage?
Substantial in here right now. Pretty much the whole office area. And I mean, there's not a lot in there structurally, but structurally a lot of damage in that corner. I don't know if it's going to be worth saving this time or not.
6 West Auto Repair, is that who occupies and owns the building?
Yeah, Rick Nelson, 6 West Auto Repairs, moved in here not too long ago. I'm not sure if he's the owner or his father yet, but the Nelson family's anyway.
Okay. Okay. How about the front part of the building out here? Any major damage to that?
Front part is full. A lot of debris, knee-deep all the way through it, and they've got some scaffolding there to, looks like, try to keep that roof from caving in because that's the whole issue we had the last time we were here. So there's really no way to access inside that building, which is good, because if it had been, we'd just been standing outside here watching it, because there's no way I'd send anybody in, and can't get them on top either. So it was in part of a building we could access and get to, and it hasn't spread into that, which was good.
Everybody okay then?
Yep, everybody's fine. Owner's a little shook up, of course, but that's understandable.